G'day guys, I've got a beautiful sunset behind me up here. I'm in the Northern Territory. We're up here chasing buffalo, scrub bull, and a whole bunch of pigs.
A little bit of context on this one. Bucket and Daryl from Coolalinga Guns and Ammo are already in Darwin. I've flown in, landed, and we jumped straight in the car and headed out to the station. Nothing happens up here without a lot of travel around. The properties that we've been fortunate enough to access are bloody huge. One of them is over 1 million acres. It's the end of the dry season. The rains will be coming soon enough. The trip out here was very, very scenic. I certainly enjoyed that aspect, let alone the fact that we had some amazing hunting opportunities while we were out here. We basically arrived at the station, checked into the homestead, got settled in, unpacked all the rifles, and headed straight out with the thermal gear after it got dark. First Northern Territory cat, very happy with that.
Single boar out here. What's of interest is that little line of animals out that way. Is that a calf or a pig running towards us?
Calf.
Yeah.
Yep, pigs in front, running towards us. Little pig.
Oh, there's a pig, is it?
Behind him, out the back, there's a mob.
Yeah, I ain't got one, man.
Yep, coming across now. Nah, no, I've lost him in the grass.
Yeah, I lost him in the grass when they went right on me.
Right?
Yeah. In the foliage, I've got one.
Size 11 shoe for scale. Shoe, not boot, because it's hot up here. That's a really big sow. Another really good size sow. There's heaps of them up here. These big birds here on the dam edge, they're jabiroo. Certainly a different species to what I'm used to viewing at home with the thermal. We're walking in on a billabong system here. We spotted something up in front of us with the thermal. It turned out to be quite a decent buffalo bull. By this stage, we decided this fella was a shooter. Now I had to sit on that rifle scope for nearly 4.5 minutes to get the right angle for a kill shot with the 308. If you shoot these big buffalo front on with this particular round, there runs a good chance that the projectile will skip off their forehead. So I sat on that scope for quite a while waiting for it to turn its head and get the right angle so I could put the pill basically through its ear hole.
Just keep your eye on
him. Yeah, I am. Brilliant.
That was a good shot, bud.
It's on the scope long enough.
Very good shot. That's good buffalo, that.
Yeah,
he was a good head, mate.
Yep,
nah, he was a good head.
Holy shit, I am trying not to swear in these videos, but I didn't think we'd come out here tonight and find an animal like this. A big thank you to Daryl, Bucket, Scott's with us. What an awesome animal. I came up here wanting to hunt buffalo, but the boys reckon this one will go close to 100. I don't actually mind. I've never shot one before, but these things you truly have to get up next to realise how big they are. I didn't think I'd shoot one with a 308 or with a thermal, but I'll own that. We're out here looking for pigs and just seeing what animals are around, and you're not going to walk past one of these guys in this country where they're rounded up. So very happy with that. Again, thank you guys. And now we have the task of getting the head off this guy and out to the buggy with a tiny little knife. I'll let you know how that works out.
Have a look at the size of the neck on this thing. That's my hand level there. He'd be 12 inches across there, and it is absolute muscle. This thing is a beast. Trying to record a sensible video. All I've got over in the background there, you can tell we're in the territory. We've got shorts. Someone's got thongs on. We won't name him, Scott. I wouldn't recommend to do that with the tiny little knife at all. Red mode for obvious reasons. The head is off. I'm actually suitably impressed that this thing got the job done. Anyway, now they're going to make me try and carry it. We're back at the vehicle. I'm not going to say that was easy because it wasn't, but we're going to be having some buff burgers tomorrow night. Hopefully they're all right. Have a look at all the damage down in here. Pigs, buffalo, they're all having a field day on this billabong. You wonder why they're pests out here.
We've got a buffalo up here, behind that bush there. You can't see it, but we've had ID. But in there, we don't know what that thermal source is, so we're just trying to move around, figure out what that is.
We're walking in on the edge of this billabong, and I don't know what Bucket thinks he's doing up here. He's got this big buff in front of him, and he's trying to do the Crocodile Dundee symbol at it, and it doesn't sound too impressed. He seems to think that he wants to get closer to it, so this will be interesting footage or a trip to the hospital.
This bull knows something isn't right, but it can't see or smell us, so it's trying to circle around and do that. They're very curious. It was certainly very close by now, so I jumped on the rifle.
Bastard's mad.
This big bull was not being aggressive at all, it was just curious, but it did close all the way into 14 metres just trying to figure out what exactly Bucket was. I know we had him covered with a rifle, but it is not an activity that I would recommend others to do. We ended up zinging around over its head with the 308 to scare it off, as it did close in a little bit closer than we would have liked.
Got the food cooking up. It's getting pretty late. We're hungry. So I'm having spag bowl. What are you guys having?
I'm having breakfast.
All day. Spag bowl. All day breakfast.
I'll have a steak, please, mate.
He's having a steak. Very nice. I think the boys were a little bit apprehensive about those meals. They think I was full of crap, but I think all around, everyone enjoyed those. They're very nice.
Heaps of water, eh? Yeah. No, they're all birds.
See what it's like.
We're just watching this bull up in front of us. He's not a bad looking animal.
Just trying to get back to the machine. That bull, he's circled right back around us, trying to get our wind. Moving off out there. That's an awesome pig. We're just cruising up along the track. We've got to a gateway. Heard some noise off to the right. There were cattle there when we came through last time. I thought, better have a look through the thermal. Sure enough, this big guy's trying to make a breakaway. Absolutely cracker boy. He's a really good razorback on him. I must say, it looked really good in the thermal scope, so hopefully the recordings look as good as he did for my eyes. Big old cane toad here. What's interesting, I'm in white hot and he's black. I would have thought they'd still have a bit of heat in them and be white, but apparently not.
He really landed on me.
This morning we were straight down to walk the dry creek line and check out a couple of billabongs where we'd been told a large water buffalo lived. I had the 375H&H Seiko S90 and the boys had their 308s. We stumbled onto pigs very quickly.
You did a pig, mate.
Well, that worked all right. A couple down here in the water, a couple more up there in the grass. I think we've got, what, five or six? Very nice. We've got a pig up here in the thing. The boys want me to have at it with the 375. We'll go and pump around into it, see what happens.
There's a lot of misunderstandings when you're using large cartridges like a 375. The ammunition I'm using here is 300 grain normal rounds, and they are designed for dangerous game like buffalo and a lot of penetration. As you'll see in this clip, I walk into about 10 metres from this feral pig and I punch it straight through the heart, and that round just penetrates, but it penetrates straight through without expansion.
Really? Can't even see it in there now. It's under the water. Well, I've just shot my first pig in the daylight and it's turned into a submarine. It's down in that water somewhere.
He's a good pig.
Just bumped into a little den, 8 small dingoes down. The property owner was specific that he wanted us to target those animals. So yeah, it might be a little bit graphic, not sure what I'll be able to show.
On the log. Oh, there's another one there.
Yep, coming left.
Another one on the left, another two.
Yeah. You might notice I'm a little bit pink in complexion. That's because when I left home, it was 4 degrees. The morning I flew up here, today, it's 40. There's a little bit of breeze, but it is the middle of the day. And yeah, I'm rather hot. I'm not gonna try and pump that up any other way.
Shot.
Daryl tells us not to go close to the water, and I think most of the pigs that we've shot have ended up in the bloody water. Oh dear. Well, this is nice and stealthy. Not noisy at all. Walking around in cornflakes. We've just had a big walk into this billabong down here. The wind was good when we got a couple of hundred metres away. We've moved in on the back end of it, and it's completely spun around, has blown it out, so really frustrating, but that's hunting. Big thanks for this trip to this fella here. Daryl?
No worries, buddy. All good, eh? Anytime.
Thank you, mate. If you can't tell, we're a little bit into it. We're having a great time. Now, Daryl's got us up here to take us out on some really good country and do this hunting, and very appreciative of that. I've got Bucket, as usual. He's over there, off camera. Loves it, man. He loves it. He just wants to put holes in things. So I reckon we'll continue.
Go put a hole in something?
Let's do that. We've just pulled up on this really beautiful billabong. It's right on sunset. We're going to have some dinner here. Certainly worse places to do that. And then we're going to continue with the thermal gear tonight. Oh yeah, look at that. Very mature. Let's go and shoot some pigs.
Still coming our way, let him come. You got him?
Another big healthy sow.
Crocodile swimming away out there. He's in trouble.
Another really good pig, that fella. One thing I've noticed with these top-end boars, they've got really large ears. Some of ours do at home, but most are just normal size. These ones up here, big ears.
Have a go at this animal here. We've come around the corner in the vehicle, and spanning the track plus a little bit either side is this absolutely enormous olive python. Now, the local guys tell me that these things will eat up to wallabies and small pigs. I'm going to take their word for it. It is the largest snake that I have ever seen outside of a zoo. Very, very impressive to see. Our main concern was getting it off the road so we could drive the vehicle past it without hurting it. There were a few jokes made that I should have been the person to go up and do this. Nah, not me. I respect snakes, like to stay away from them, but I also enjoy seeing them. So this guy was in a much better place after he was handled a little bit and moved off that road into the grass on the side so we could continue in the vehicle. Bucket out here playing with his scrub ball. Just checking him out with the scope, get a little bit of footage. We're just out for a bit of a look this morning up in this freshwater spring system. As you can see behind me, it's really nice up in here, especially considering the country that's around, it's very barren. Then you come into this little oasis. Full transparency here, I cannot fish to save my life, so I was happy to film the guys and buzz around with the drone. The problem we had was, Scott here, he'd promised Bucket a 1 metre barramundi. Guaranteed, I believe the words were. The super guide here had quickly deemed that there were no 1 metre barra in the location we were in. So a quick little shift further along this spring system. All very, very pretty country. I don't know what they were catching here. Some sort of small black fish. I think it was a sooty grunter or something like that. As you can tell, I'm well versed in this space. Not happy to look around though. We will not talk about someone that kept getting their fishing line and lures stuck in trees. That would be unethical to name that particular person in a video that is getting watched on the internet. But what I will say is the super guide did go to the rescue at one stage into the croc infested waters to rescue Bucket's lure. Sorry, mate.
Put it in a shady spot. It's just one of those moments we'll never talk about, but we'll put it all over the internet. How nice is this for a fishing spot down in here? Absolutely beautiful.
I know next to nothing about fishing, but I do know a little bit about length, and I don't think any of the fish caught were even close to being half a metre, let alone 1 metre. I will say thank you, Scott, for taking us out here, but we are redacting your profile as the super guide. Sorry, buddy.
We're right up the end of this big water course at the moment where it flows out into the floodplains. The boys are flicking a few lures in there, but they think it's full of crocodiles, so they're not going too close to that bank. But out behind me on here, there's a massive big billabong. I've just had the drone out over there for a look. It's really pretty. I actually thought I might have found a crocodile. Didn't. But lots of birds. I managed to chase an eagle or some sort of hawk, bird of prey, which was really cool. I'll chuck that footage up. And believe it or not, there's three scrub bull out in the middle of that swamp walking around like water buffalo. We didn't expect to see them out there, but they are there. One's really good, which is a shame. We're certainly not going to venture out there and try and get one. I think you'll get the gist of that when you watch the footage and see how many crocodile trails and stuff are through those weeds and mud. Not a place you'd want to venture. They are very brave scrub bull to be out there, but I guess they're pretty big. Maybe those crocs don't bother them.
I believe this was a black or a whistling kite. If anyone does know, put it down in the comments because I'll be interested to hear. This was rather difficult to do with the drone, just watching the controller screen with all the glare, but a bunch of fun. What I found fascinating though was the reaction of the bird when it spotted the drone over its shoulder. One tiny little glance and whoosh, it was straight out of there.
I'm trying to use my drone where I can to buzz some of these big billabong areas, watercourses, out on the edge of some of those floodplains. We are finding animals, water buffalo, a few few scrub bull. I even managed to find a dead water buffalo in a big billabong. It looked like a croc had had a chew on it. Unfortunately, I couldn't get the drone down low enough to get better footage than I did because of the heavy tree cover was messing with the signal, but it was very keen to see that animal down in the water. Couldn't find the croc, I was looking for that, but would have been cool to find one actually feeding on that critter. Didn't happen though, but still very interesting to find the animal deceased in that waterway.
As you can see here, these buffalo stand out really well on these small water holes. If you're down on ground level with those animals looking in from that side plane, it is very difficult to see through this short mimosa brush onto those water holes. But from above like this, the animals really stand out. They're not too sure what to make of the drone. As you can see with this one here, it can obviously hear and see the drone. Has probably got no idea what that noisy bird is doing. We did make the decision based on the animals in there, buzz the drone back to the vehicle, get it landed, and we were going to walk in there. Very cruelly here, I had asked Daryl to grab the drone as I was trying to land it. Don't get bitten by the props. He was a bit nervous, poor fella. We've just found a couple of buffalo down here with the drone underneath where we can get the vehicle to, so put a little bit of a walk in. We've just had those cows and calves walk in on us till they hit our scent line. It's a pretty cool experience. They came into about 25 metres till they smelt us and smashed off. And down past that camera, there's a buffalo bull that we've just noticed in the shadow. So we're just trying to decide what we want to do. We've moved to a different area and we're cleared hot in here on wild cattle. Hopefully big scrub bull we can find, and buffalo as well. We're proper swamp bashing down in here. It's really humid right on the waterline, and we've just spotted a buffalo down here in some water the other side of the bird. So just gonna try and poke our way down. If we can get in an angle, have a look. We've got the sun setting out on our west. We've had a big walk in here today. We did find animals, but nothing worth shooting. A little bit of a shame, but that's how it goes. We've seen some good areas, heap of birds, a few buffalo. Worth the effort. We've got a buffalo up here in front of us. I pan around this way. Scrub all there.
Just keep an eye on that buff.
Yeah, I'm watching the buff. He's still coming around. to run out of light. It's kind of a problem. If he stops there, I'll shoot.
This is a really good example of how frustrating it can be to self-film these hunts, especially on dangerous game like buffalo. As you can see with this animal here, it wouldn't stop walking. I had a rifle and a camera. When I did set the camera on the animal, I thought it was in focus, but it's dropped just a little bit, and that focus point shifted onto the brush just in front of it, making it slightly blurry.
Over that roll. How cool is that? We've rolled this guy. He soaked up two rounds from the 375 running those 270 grain copper bullets, but it certainly makes a whack when it hits him. I've pivoted to the right and I've decked that buffalo as well. I'm pretty sure I had that big camera on him on the first shot. Absolutely rolled him. He managed to get himself back on his feet. I've pumped another round into him and he's gone down into a whole heap of bad bush. As you can see behind me, it is nearly dark as per the first shot. Pretty sure he's down in there, and I think that's where he'll stay. We might get a chance to come out tomorrow and have a look at him, but it wouldn't be safe to go down in there and look for him in this light. So super stoked with that. Fair bit of action in one spot. Happy days. Before it gets dark, we're gonna get out of here.
Coming in on this big plane. I think that's a buffalo there. More there, there's heaps of them. Pigs out the back there. Pigs out there. He didn't like that. Nice.
Bucket's just decked this really nice bull. Super heavy horns on him. Awesome animal. Nice to get that down. Another one with a 308 in the ear hole. They certainly don't like those rounds going in there. Stuffs them up big time. Look, there's a hand width on that horn there. Look how thick that is. Heavy. Look, that's a cross. Hard in there. Very cool.
That's not a bad looking ball feeding down there towards me. I'll go a little bit closer, have a conversation with it. Hey pig! Hey! Hey pig! Hey!
That's a really good sized pig. He did not care that I was there at all. In the end, I yelled at him. Didn't even stop eating. Just blasé. Not used to being shot with thermal out on these big open plains, that's for sure.
Another ball moving through that timber down there. Follow him up. I'm set up on this pig here. Bucket's walked off to the right. There's two down there. He's going to shoot first. Then I'll try and clean this guy up.
Just in case anyone was wondering about the insects out near a floodplain, yes, there are a few.
There's our pig. And that is one big cloud of dust. And a heap of cattle running off. They certainly didn't like that noise.
Got a hole just under the bottom of his ear there. Down in here chewing on a dead beast. I'm not having much luck finding these feral cats of a daytime, but of a nighttime, that's four now. Happy days.
Have a look at this one. We've spotted this pig. It's not far from the homestead we were staying in amongst the mangoes. It had found a carcass in there, and we were not cleared hot to shoot in here because of the noise, and we'd obviously wake everyone up. So we thought we'd go in for a little bit of a walk, Bucket and I. We got in quite close to this pig. It was obviously a very graphic scene to watch, a pig consuming a dead animal, but it was kind of cool. We ended up throwing a mango at it just to try and scare it off a little bit. Even then, it wasn't too bothered by us. It's obviously used to people in that home compound.
There's some penetration for you. It's gone right through this animal. That's the projectile lodged on the offside, fully rotated. On this Seiko Powerhead ammo, which is a Barnes projectile. We've come down into this country today to look for that buffalo that I shot right on dark last night. He's ran down into a whole heap of really thick cover. The first shot decked him, then he got up, head down, charged off into that thick cover. We did think he'd be just in there, but there's just too many spots for him to hide in there.
While I had the drone up in the air, we picked up these buffalo down on a big water area that we hadn't noticed before. Had a quick look at them, zoomed in. Big cow there, didn't see any bulls, but there were enough animals there that it was worth the effort to head in there on foot and have a closer look.
That's a pretty cool find. The old deadhead. Put something on that and get a photo. There's plenty of animals about. We're getting eyes on them through all this thick stuff, but very hard to get in the right spot, get the wind right, have the stars align. It's going to take a fair bit of work in here, but so here we go.
These next clips are very interesting. This is the difference between an aerial view in this mimosa bush versus the view from down on ground level. Now, it doesn't look too bad from the air, does it? Nice and open, lots of water, but you get down on the level with those animals, and this is the view looking through that bush. The best way I can describe this horrible stuff, if anyone knows what dogwood is like, it's like that has bred with a rose bush. It is absolutely awful stuff to move through. In that real swampy country, we caught glimpses of a really good bull, so we made the decision to circle around to the other side if possible, because the wind wasn't fantastic where we were. As we moved through this thick cover into a better position, this family group of buffalo walked in on us. The reaction, as usual, is quite astounding. When they do smell man, there is no doubt that they know what that smell is, and nothing good comes from it. So, off they bashed.
We've got a couple of balls out here on this bit of floodplain. Try and get set up. See what I can do. Thank you.
Thank you. I didn't see that one. There's slide marks busting out of this everywhere where those pigs tried to explode from. Shot the first one up on his feet and it erupted from in here. These are all boars, these fellas. This guy here, he's got a really good set of hooks on him. Really nice. Couple more out there. There's one there. One there. Another one out there with bucket. And there's that guy decked out in the background. So they're just in this tiny little bit of mud over here, really little depression. It's very surprising where they can get. That didn't work out too bad. Little stalk over this floodplain. I probably got into 60, 70 meters from that first pig. Those other ones all erupted out of that little mud hole. Ended up getting 7, and they're all absolute cracker boars. So bachelor mob, oh well, no party for them tonight.
We're heading out in the vehicle today, about 40 kilometers from the homestead. Tow the side-by-side out there onto those floodplains and then use this particular vehicle, because it's lighter, to try and access some backcountry areas.
We're having a little toolbox talk out here. We've just found this little channel that runs through here. We were hoping it was dry so we can get to that timber line down there, but it's blocking us out and it looks rather soft in there. Just trying to decide how we can get around it. Maybe cross over to that fence sign on the left, come down through there.
There's so much country out here on the floodplains and fringes in the dry season. Now, what happens in the wet? It's obviously all underwater. Come back this time of year, and the idea is that you hunt these big billabong systems because it focuses all the animals. What we didn't know, though, is a lot of the cane grass, that's this 4-meter-long grass you can see here, still had a lot of water through it. That let the pigs live in there, and they weren't in the country that we were hoping to find them in.
All this pig digging up here in front of us. It looks like someone's been up there with a bulldozer. That's what we thought it was from a distance. We've got up here and it's just all dug up.
As I mentioned, we didn't have the luck that we were hoping for out on these billabong systems. We did walk in on quite a few of them. All we ended up finding was cattle and crocodiles, neither which were on the list. We did have a really good look around out there. It is beautiful country to explore, very remote, very scenic. So we ended up pulling the pin. We headed into a different area that afternoon.
We've gone for a little wander out on the edge of this bit of a floodplain. We've found some pigs. The wind shifted at the last minute, which is unfortunate, but managed to get a couple.
It wouldn't be a fantastic hunting trip without some regret, and this animal here is no exception. We should have shot this big Riley scrub bull, but we didn't. We made the decision not to at the time. In hindsight, we should have pulled that trigger. As we drove away discussing that animal and why we should have or shouldn't have pulled the trigger, we came across something very interesting. As you can see here, the sun is setting, beautiful afternoon. And I have never seen one of these guys. It is an Australian bustard. No, not a bastard, a bustard. They are a native bush turkey type animal. They do stand around a metre tall. It's quite a large bird. I have never come across one of these. It was very interesting to drop that drone down on it and have a look at it. They do fly, but they don't enjoy it. And it wasn't too keen on my drone. Off we continued up along this fence line, and I must say, these couple of drone clips here with the sun setting and the smoke haze are probably my favourite visions from the whole trip.
I'll get that little tree so you can lean on that.
I'm in a bloody hole. Oh, a heap of pigs down there. That'll do it. Got the rifle on the tripod for stability, and while I was shooting I was losing a front leg. I thought it was loose. No, it was just sinking down into that hole. Bloody thing. The main rifle I'm running up here daytime and nighttime is a Lithgow Arms LA-102 chambered in 308. On the front of that guy I've got a Wedgetail Industries muzzle brake with a blast diverter on it. Scope on the top is an Alpen Optics Apex 1.5 to 9 by 45. Doing a lot of shooting off the tripod, so that's one of my guys. It's working really well. It certainly does a number on the pigs, as you guys know, running that Fiocchi 150 SST ammunition. I think that view pretty much sums up the scenery here. We have a really nice buffalo bull on the other side of this watercourse, and nothing we can do about it because we can't get to him. But how pretty is that? There's some pigs that were down there on the other side in that long grass, but we can't see them at the moment. If they do come out, I'll have a crack. Hard to see. Real hard to see. I can't see out there. Those pigs were very, very difficult to see across there. It is nearly dark. I managed to get two though. Once it gets dark, I swap over to thermal mode. I've got a Pulsar Thermion 2 LRF XL50 rifle scope on top in a Porter Machine Works uni mount. So it returns to zero really well if I do fit that mount consistently. So I go from day optics to night optics. Scanner duties, I'm running a pair of Pulsar Merger XL50 LRF thermal binoculars. All of this stuff's working really well in the heat up here. There's a lot of environmental temperatures that hang around up here after dark with termite mounds. It's been so hot through the day, like 40 degree temperatures. And I must say the thermal is still working very, very well, as you'll see. If you're seeking a sight to behold in the Northern Territory as it gets dark, have a look in the sky with a thermal. There are millions of flying foxes. We sat on the edge of this floodplain waiting for it to get dark, and we had this family group of buffalo come straight in behind us. They were very aware that we were sitting there, but they weren't quite too sure what was going on. What was interesting though, while these animals had us distracted, we had a wild dog come in behind us and lay down. So the stalk was on after these moved off. We went and had to play with the dog. These wild dog dingo things, they're big in the Northern Territory. Check this guy out. Quite the beast. Not interested in the call at all. He's actually in the mud hole that those pigs were that we shot earlier. He'd probably come in on the smell of those to get himself a feed.
There's those pigs we shot all puffed up on this floodplain here. Just shot that wild dog. Big scrub ball out there.
I get asked all the time, do I see snakes at night? I generally don't. Above that cow pat there, I don't know what sort of snake that is. I've walked across this floodplain and I've seen about six in 15 minutes. So yeah, there's lots of these slithery guys up here in the top end. Can't say I'm a fan, but give him a wide berth. That guy's just gone in there and tried to hide. So he's not interested in coming out and eating me. Not quite sure what kind of snake it is. It's a slithering one. That's my answer.
I hear a lot of people say that thermal doesn't work properly in the Northern Territory because of the humidity and heat. Well, this is just after dark, and that scrub bull seems to stand out. We drove about 2 kilometres up the track, looked to the right, could see a large animal, had a better look. That's a really nice bull.
How's this big mad dog here? Bucket's just decked this fella. Just cruising up this track and we've spotted him off to the right. Could see it was a really big bodied animal, but it's a really, really nice bull. I think it's probably bigger than the one I shot. And it's a little bit bigger, we think, than the one that he shot last night. So happy days. 308 to the head. Certainly did a number on him. Job done. Awesome effort, mate.
We'd been told by the station manager to come down to the local dead pit and have a look and see if there were any pigs or wild dogs. Well, there were pigs, quite a few of them. We thought we'd have a little bit of a play and see how close we could get before we opened fire. Have a look at this bucket. Well, he goes all right stalking in on those animals, as you can see, very, very close to them. Didn't fare too well in the end for the pigs, though.
It's just
quick little hoon down here just to check out the dead pit, see if there were any wild dogs around after our shooting last night. Quite a few carcasses, as you can see. All the firebirds are down on this pit. There was probably 100, which was very interesting to see indeed. And it absolutely stinks down in here. I cannot emphasize that enough. A lot of carrion, lots of heat, lots of maggots, definitely on the nose.
What an absolutely amazing trip this has been. I hope I do have some great footage that I can share with you guys. Things have been pretty fast and furious up here. It hasn't been nice and slow like the deer rut. Things get hectic very quickly in the NT. Again, I cannot thank Daryl from Coolalinga Guns and Ammo enough, who has stitched all of this stuff up for us to run around for a few days out here with him. Another big thank you to all the people on the stations that we've met. Some of those I know will watch this video. I'd also like to put out a big thanks, as usual, to Bucket. I'm up here with him. I've had an absolute ball. If you did like the video, make sure you give it a thumbs up. Ensure you subscribe to the channel. I'd really appreciate it if you'd like to have a look at my Patreon. I'll see everyone next time.